To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and time, of course, for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 22nd of March, 2022. Here comes the best in tech news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. All right, Apple fans, how was Access and iCloud? Well, pretty much anything Apple yesterday. Yeah, it wasn't fun for a few hours, was it? Yeah, many of Apple services were experiencing outages yesterday afternoon. U.S. time, that is. Anything from iMessage to iCloud Mail to iCloud Keychain. Heck, even Apple TV Plus and podcasts weren't freaking working. Reports, at least according to Down Detector, started showing things going offline around 12 p.m. Eastern time. And it just pretty much went downhill from there. Also, it wasn't just you and I that were affected. No, if you went into an Apple store, they were getting out the old paperwork again. Yep, since Apple store systems were also down, everything had to be done the old-fashioned way and written down on paper. As of now, though, seems everything is back up and running like it should be. As for what caused it, Apple hasn't said. Maybe we'll find out something later today. Or never. You know how Apple can be. Staying with Apple news, for people that use Apple TV on their Android TV, looking to maybe rent or purchase a few things, well, you won't be doing that no more. Seems Apple has completely removed those options, including even subscriptions. This will affect, of course, devices running Google TV, Android TV devices, and even TVs from Sony and TCL that are running the Google platforms. Replaced now is a How to Watch feature. That's a new button that directs people to Apple's products. From there, you'll be able to do your rentals, your purchases, and even subscribe to Apple TV Plus subscriptions. Also now, when you open up the app, the top navigation panel, it's also removed the previous movies and TV show selection. All you see now is Watch Now, Apple TV Plus, and Library. Yeah, talk about stripping things back. It's almost as Apple's trying to tell you, why don't you buy an Apple TV? All right, Google Pixel 6 and 6 Pro users out there, that March feature update, it's dropping now. Yeah, finally, here it comes. Now, strangely enough, this update is coming after they already rolled out the Pixel 3a and the 5a on March 7th. Apparently, Google wanted to push this one back a bit. The reason being, at least what we've been told, bug fixes. However, though, the update now has arrived with the 490-megabyte patch for the Pixel 6. And, of course, with this update, we'll bring some new features such as night photography and Snapchat. That will be improved, they're saying. There'll be some custom stickers, yoo-hoo. There'll be support also for YouTube watch parties and Google Duo, and a few other things that'll be sprinkled in just for fun. Hopefully that fun will push on through and there won't be any problem doing the update, like there's been in the past. And finally, looks like that Windows 11 watermark ain't just for unregistered machines anymore. Now, if you're using unsupported hardware, get ready to see that thing in all its glory. Yay! This is all taking place in the most recent Windows 11 release. That would be build preview 22000.588. This will be applying the watermark to a desktop if you're using a little workaround to run the desktop on unsupported hardware. Of course, once you see that watermark and you try it out, it'll say system requirements are not met. And once that happens, it'll take you to settings so you can learn more, even though you already knew this. Now, we all know, at least according to Microsoft, Windows 11 requires an 8th generation Intel Core CPU, or an AMD chip-based one, on similar specs. However, though, a lot of people found out, it doesn't need that. So, of course, they've kind of cut off Microsoft knowing what CPU you're running, and have used a little tweak to bypass the CPU check. Microsoft, of course, doesn't want this, because they want you buying new hardware. Now, even though this is in the preview build, and Microsoft says it's just in the testing phase right now, we're pretty sure this will go beyond just testing, and more than likely will be in a future update, just to make those out there that are running unsupported hardware feel even more guilty. A story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website to support the new show, because we need your help so we can stay on the air, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for literally the price of a cup of coffee per month. And if you love this show, you can help us stay on the air. Also, of course, while you're at the official site, check out all the other great podcasts from the British Tech Network, including The Photo Show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show, too. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network, and come join the BTN community in our Slack room today by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.